Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are holding on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Itmar. So the Gemara is going to bring, let's see, the halacha about Peros of a guy, Itmar. Mnei Asru, not Peros, about Sheikhar. So Mnei Ma Asru Sheikhar Shalov Dichavim. Why did the Chazal Asr drinking the beer of Dichavim? It's made from things that are mutzi to eat, and they're not menasich to have Avodah Zarah. So what would be the problem? So Rabbi Bar Chama Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Mishum Chasnas. The concern is that people are going to make parties and they'll ultimately marry goyim because they're going to party together, so they'll enjoy each other's company so much that they'll end up marrying each other. Rav Nachman Amar Mishum Gilui. No, it's that the goyim are not careful about gilui, about leaving mashke exposed. So we have to be choshesh that maybe a snake drank from it or something like that and put its venom in it, and therefore it's dangerous. A gilui demai. What kind of gilui do we have to worry about that the goyim aren't concerned with? Elim gilui de nazyasa, that the jugs are going to be left with the where the beer is made are going to be left exposed. Ananami maglinon. We also expose the nizyasa because we assume that snakes don't go there. Vel de chavisa. No, must be that it's some at the barrels that you put the beer into after it's made. Well, ananami maglinon. We are megala that as well. We also assume that snakes don't touch it. So lo tricha ba'asra de matzlamaya. No, the chashash gilui is only in a place where in the place that they make the beer, they have they put water there first before they put the grain in, and the water is in the kli for a day or two until all the dirt settles in the water and the water is absolutely clear. And it's during that time that they're leaving the water before it's beer at all, when it's just water. It's during that time that we're concerned that for gilui. Ela Me'ata says, well, if that's the reason, because of the gilui of the mayim, before they ever even make beer, yashan tishtari, it should be mutter. If it's the guy made old beer, should be mutter. Damar b'chenina, yashan, wine and shechar, and anything that's subject to gilui, that was left exposed when it was new, and it was nisyashin, and it became better with time, mutter, you know that there's no poison in there, because it wouldn't have improved over time if there was. Because ein manicha liyashin, poison would not allow it to be miyashin properly, to develop properly. Hichmitz, if it fermented and became wine, mutter ein manicha lahachmitz, meaning if there were venom in it, then it wouldn't have fermented properly. Says Gemara, you're right, we should have been matir yashan, gezera yashan, not to chadash, but we make a gezera that we're not matir yashan, because then you might come to be matir chadash. So the main point over here, the Gemara has two possible reasons why we aser beer of Novi Chavim. Either it's because of chasnus or because of gilui. And if it's because of gilui, we even aser yashan, we even aser aged beer and wine because of a gezeira. So the Gemara brings different shitos and amoraim when it came to drinking beer of Avodah Chavim. Rav Papa, mafikim leila abavda chanusa v'shasi. They would bring him beer to the doorway of the store and he would drink from it. Rav Chaim, maisu leila beise v'shasi. They would bring him in his house and he was machmed not to drink it right by the doorway of the store. So the Gemara explains what they held. V'tarvayim mishum chasnus. They both held that the whole iser was chasnus. So they thought that in order to avoid chasnus, all you need to do is not drink in their property, in the property of the Avid Chavim. Rav Chaim, Avid Harchaka Yiserta. And Rav Chaim was just extra careful. He wouldn't even drink just outside their property. He would only drink it when it was all the way back in his property. Let's make a main point out of that. Those Amoraim who were concerned for Chasnus held that only applies when drinking in the property of the Ovid Chavim. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna Ikla L'Marugan. Rav Shmuel Bar Bisna went to a place called Marugan, where there were a lot of people that lived there who were not makbid about Yayin of Ovid Chavim. Isolei Chamra V'Loishtei. They brought him some wine he didn't want to drink. Isolei Shichra V'Loishtei. They brought him beer he didn't want to drink from it. So Bishlam Chamra Mishum Shimtza. I understand he didn't want to drink wine because he's concerned about Yayin Nesach. Shichra Mishamai, why didn't you want to drink their beer? Mishum Shimtza de Shimtza, he was choshesh about drinking beer because then he might come to drink wine. And it was ultimately a concern of Yayin Nesach. Amarav, Hai Shichra Dharma Shari. Beer that's made by a guy is mutter to drink. But my son Chia won't drink from it. So says, well, why does that make any sense? Manavshach. Ishari, lukuli almashari. If it's mutter, it's mutter for every Jew. For Chia, your son also. And he asr, and if it's asr, lukuli almasr. It's asr for every Jew. So says Gemara, Ella Rav Savar Mishum Giluya. Now Rav holds that the reason that it's Aser is because of Giloy, that they're not careful about Giloy. A snake might have drunk from it. But people who are healthy are not worried about drinking such things because beer, typically they put hops in. The hops will dull the effect of the snake venom. But if a person is sick and drinks from it, it's going to make it worse for him. So he's saying, my son is not a well person, he's somewhat ill, and therefore he wouldn't drink from it. Amr Shmuel, Kol Shratzim Yeshel and Eres. All Shratzim have some sort of venom, and therefore you're not allowed to drink from anything that a Sheretz has drunk from. It doesn't say snake any more than any other Shratzim. It's just that a snake is more dangerous. Shal Nachash Memes, Shal Shratzim Eino Memes. So they all have venom. It's just that the reason why we always give an example of a snake is because a snake's venom is much more dangerous. Amr Le Shmuel Achia Bar Rav. Bar Arya, you son of a lion. That was a positive expression. Tave Emelach Milsam Ali Sadava Amar Rav Avuch. Come and let me tell you something amazing that your father Rav had taught. Hachi Amar Avuch, so says your father. Hani Armoy Zokani, those goyim that are swelled up, Avushasi Guluya, that would drink wine that was Makula, Velo Mesu, and they didn't die. It's because they always ate shkatzer masim that their bodies became warmed and therefore was able to counter the effect of the venom that otherwise would have harmed them. So the Gemara discusses vinegar of beer that was purchased from a guy. So says the Gemara, Amar of Yosef, Hai chala de shichra darma, vinegar of beer that was made out of beer from a guy, asr is asr banad ma'arvi be durdia, because they mix some of the sediment of yai nesach into it. Amar of Ashi, ume otzar shari, if the Jew sees that the guy brings the chometz from the kli where the vinegar is made for a long time, so you're allowed to use it, because they wouldn't mix sediment into the otzar, into the long-term storage. Why wouldn't they mix sediment into vinegar that's there in long-term storage? Given the ma'arvi bay misfasari, because it causes it's the opposite of a preservative. It causes it to spoil faster, so they wouldn't mix it in if the item is put in long-term storage. Okay, so next time, Bez Hashem will pick up on the top of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph at the two dots.